Assuming you have an environment where storms can develop, deep layer shear is the best discriminator between weaker and relatively strong convective systems. Here, we can take a look at the line perpendicular shear magnitude from a study from Cohen and others in 2007, with cases separated by very strong, or like derecho MCS cases, severe but not high-end MCS cases, and then sub-severe convective systems, where you've got multi-cell clusters but you're not getting severe damaging wind reports. There's an overlap between the values, but there's a useful signal of stronger shear in the 0 to 10 to 0 to 6 kilometer layer correlating with stronger systems. And this is the perpendicular shear, so the shear measured at a 90 degree angle to the storm orientation that's working most efficiently to separate the updraft and downdraft processes, to help form areas of mid-level convergence and rear inflow jets, and all of those things that you're going to want to look for with organized MCS systems. So actual deep layer shear values will likely be higher than this. This is measured at the 90 degree angle, but you can evaluate the deep layer shear to see how well it's oriented perpendicular to the line or the anticipated line of convection.